Radio Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Call up now, and I'm just going to let Phil pick one of you to win the tickets. It's that easy, all right? Def Timber Jam is going to be Def Leppard at the Forum with Styx and Tesla.
Awesome.
And we have free tickets for you every hour starting right now, every weekday, all the way to 6 p.m. with Gary on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Is Phil on the phone yet? Because I can't answer the phone unless he's on the phone. Is he in there talking to him?
Mm.
We'll pick him up here. I'd like to talk to him, too.
Eric's just having his own.
I know. It's like, hey,
man, what's going on?
Hey, yeah. Get off the phone, Eric. We're trying to talk to Phil here. Is he on the phone? Go ahead and answer it. Let's see what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, can we listen?
We can't listen in?
No, not if he's on the phone with him. We can't pick it up.
Well, why is he in there on the phone with him?
Oh, now we're good.
All right, now go ahead.
Phil!
Hey, how you doing?
There
good,
you are.
Phil Collins.
You're in Canada right now, eh?
I am. I'm in Winnipeg, eh? Absolutely.
So how are the Canadian fans? Are they...
They're great. But I got to say, you know, we got up here and it was snowing 2 days ago. In
Canada?
Like snowman in the garden type snow. Like, just like a sprinkle.
But it's
April.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. But, you know, we're all sick and stuff, but it's great. It's really good, and the Canadian fans are awesome. So, yeah, it's great.
Well, we cannot wait until you guys are here at the Forum with Styx and Tesla on September 20th. That's going to be a hell of a show. It's been one of our biggest tickets here on the Rock of Southern California. Everyone's crazy, and they want these tickets. So I want you to stop in. I want you guys to come in again, because you guys came in last time. We had so much fun. And you came in a couple times. You came in with Delta Deep when you brought in Debbie Blackwell Cook. And you guys performed live here in the studio, and it was ridiculous. And what I understand is you have another self-titled debut coming out with her as well, again, June 23rd?
Absolutely, yeah. So the album comes out 23rd of June. And, you know, it's me, it's Debbie, it's Robert DeLayo, who plays in Stone Temple Pilots, he's the bass player, and Forrest Robinson. Now, I don't know whether Forrest didn't come in last time, but he's the drummer. It sounds awesome. So, yeah, I can't wait.
Well, I remember, I remember, Phil, when you were in here, because Debbie Blackwell Cook is your wife Helen's godmother, right?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
And so you guys would, like, sit around and sort of jam together, and people were like, you guys are amazing together. You should put an album out. And that's how that whole thing started, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And so now we are. So it's kind of weird how that happens. But, yeah, you know, you've seen us sitting in the room doing that. So it's so much fun. So, yeah, we're psyched.
But you're also doing a new album, a new studio album with Def Leppard. It's coming out in the fall. It'll be your first studio album to be released since 2008. And what I did hear about this, I did read a bit about it, and I heard that when you're in the meeting, I'm sure this is how it went, and Joe says, all right, guys, what do you want to do on this album? That Vivian spoke up and says, well, I want to sing. And then you spoke up and says, well, I want to sing. And
right.
Then Rick said, I want to sing. I heard all you guys are singing individually on this next album.
No, there's one song where everyone takes a line.
Oh, it's one of those songs.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. that'd be cool.
How much fun is it to make this new album? Because you guys said you had so many songs in the Def Leppard, library of songs. You could sing those songs to the end of time, and you don't really need to make another album because you have so many songs that are great. So, how much fun is it to make this album? Is it going to be one of the best albums you've ever done, or is this like everything that we ever wanted to do is going to happen on this album?
It is, and I'll tell you, this one's been very different as well, because we actually went in to do an EP. We was going to like do one or two songs, and we came out with 12 straight off the bat, so we're like, oh, wow, we better do an album. And we wasn't actually going to do a record, so the whole motivation behind it was different. You know, we didn't have to please a record company or an executive or manager or anything. We just done these songs because we wanted to do them, you know, and there was no... Even the process was different. You know, normally we'd sit around and debate, you know, 10 good reasons why we shouldn't do something. And we didn't have any of that. There was no roadblocks, none of that sitting in there and the committee going, voting against it. It was like, oh, my God.
Once you guys decided on doing a country album, everybody agreed, and that was it.
Yeah, it just flowed. It really was. It was very natural, and there wasn't any kind of bumps in the road. So, you know, that's really how that
Now, Phil, about, you mentioned, like, not having to answer to anybody, and I think we've had people in here before where, you know, you listen to the album, and then you guys really want a particular song for a single, but the record company's like, no, we're not going to go with that. We're going to go with this one. And so this time around, you can just sort of sit around and all agree on what the first release can be, right?
We can with that, but I think more so, it's so diverse. There's, like, stuff on it that's so hardcore rock,
mm-hmm.
and there's stuff that's kind of a bit left field, and there was no argument. I mean, it was the easiest process we've ever had. Like I said, it was the motivation, really. It was for doing it. It was like what bands did back in the day, you know, when you're doing it for the art of it, for the fun of it, as opposed to doing some corporate kind of industry business thing. So that was the big difference, I think. You know, we didn't have any of that. It was like, well, we need some filler songs because this is obviously going to be the thing. But it wasn't that at all. It was like, you know, we got 15 songs, and I think we're probably going to put 13 or 14 on the record, and then have a couple of bonus ones. So it was great, and that's very different.
Phil Collins on the phone with us. He plays guitar for Def Leppard. Now, I always say, to be a good parent, you have to introduce your children to good music, and rock music today doesn't seem to be like the rock music that we had growing up, and that's why the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS, is the best station to listen to. And I say it's a requirement for parents to turn their kids on to this music. And Def Leppard is one of those bands that I think that should definitely be introduced from the parents and passed down to go,
Heck, this is
a band you need to know, and you need to know, listen to their albums, and you're going to love it. Have you noticed when you're out there touring in Canada right now and you got the audience out there, is your audience, do you see a lot of young people out there? Have the young people been experiencing Def Leppard?
Yeah, you do, but I think it's kind of bittersweet because you see the grandchildren as well. So, you
know. All the generational fans.
The panties have gotten bigger that have been thrown on stage, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, instead of throwing bras, they offer us their children.
Yeah. Will you hold my kid? Right.
Phil, we have the phone lines. They're all jammed up because they're calling in right now because they want to go see you guys with Styx and Tesla at the Forum on September 20th. It's Def Timber Jam here at 95.5 KLOS. So give me a number. Pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, okay? We'll randomly pick a number, and that person's going to be able to go to the concert.
Six.
All right. That is Daniel.
Daniel.
Hey!
You better thank Phil Cullen from Def Leppard. He just basically picked you and gave you free tickets.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I absolutely love Def Leppard. They were my childhood. I listened to them since 5 years old. I love them so much.
Nice. My goodness.
Good to hear.
Thank you, Phil. Well, looking forward to seeing you in studio with us when you get back in town, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
You too, Daniel. You can come by, too, and hang out with us. Stay on hold. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.